A little bit of Thelma Plum, some fresh stuff playing here on Oz Made. We're going right around the country with the biggest Oz hits at night, and the beautiful backseat of a Mustang is on show with some more brand new stuff from Cat Greta. Let It Go featuring Charlie Lane on the vocals. A bit of a beatsy groove to this husky delight, and we're actually catching up with her right now. Cat, thanks for coming on. Telling us a little bit about the brand new one.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a few weeks now since Let It Go was released. I was just lucky enough to work with Charlie on this one. He's got such a great voice. And really fun to make the video as well with the Mustang and the drums outside.
So how did it come about for you, being a drummer and songwriter yourself? It's not something that we necessarily see so much of.
Yeah, no, it's kind of different. I play a bit of piano as well, so that helped with writing the songs. I just jumped on the piano and did some chords and worked out the melody. I really like to use the drums to drive the song.
It's really cool though. I mean, we're seeing probably the epitome of it at the moment is someone like your G Flips and stuff, but do you sing at all as well?
I do sing a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't really consider myself a singer, but you know, I'm comfortable doing backups and things like that.
Yeah.
But I like to leave the singing to the pros.
And with that, getting Charlie Lane on the vocals for this one, did you know them previously, or how did the friendship and relationship build?
No, well, it was just a real freak accident where I got to the studio and I didn't even have my singer organised yet. I hadn't got anyone locked in.
Yeah.
And then my producer, Lindsay, he said, "Oh, have you heard of Charlie? He's in another band, but I'll play you his vocals." And I had a listen and I thought, "Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's just so lucky." So, yeah, we went ahead with him.
And getting Charlie on the vocals, did he have any influence in the writing or the lyrics, or that was all just presented to him and that came from yourself with that Cat?
No. Yeah. So he just rocked up to the studio and I put the music out to him.
Awesome.
and we went through everything there. He nailed it pretty much on the first take. He's awesome.
And how do you go about, Cat, presenting that to someone? Obviously, it's come from a place of your own inspiration, getting someone else to sing the message that you want.
Oh, look, it's been pretty good for now. I just hope that when the singers can read the lyrics on the page, that they can bring their own interpretation to the song as well. If they don't sort of bring what I originally imagined, I can then just explain, maybe think about this image or that image. And that's how we go with it.
And what was the image with Let It Go that came to you, Kat?
So Let It Go for me was just about living my dreams, doing something that I've always wanted to do and just feeling that freedom that it brings, just doing what you want to do and having the courage to do it.
What was the beach that the film clip was filmed at?
So that was down at Portsea, London Bridge. It's a bit of a tourist attraction, actually.
That's awesome.
It's stunning down there. There were quite a few people.
I was going to ask if there were people around watching.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was, set the drums up on the beach and I started playing. And then all these people just started looking down from the cliff, probably thinking, what is going on down there? Such a cool place to be.
Was it filmed with a drone?
Yeah, it was actually. She was amazing too, Hayley.
Yeah, and what about the car? Is that your Mustang?
Oh, no, God, I wish.
That was nice.
Yeah, pretty cool car, and I can't believe they actually let me drive it.
Yeah.
Just driving it, feeling super nervous the whole time.
No, it looked good.
it was great.
It suited you.
Yeah. I'd love to drive it again.
And Kat, taking things to the next level as well, obviously, Get Up and Go is what we're working towards.
So my EP is coming out this Friday, the 5th. It's a 4-track EP. They're a similar style.
Oh, yeah?
Lots of drums and heavy on the keys. Got Charlie singing on it too.
Are you doing a launch for it, or where can we find out all the details?
You can visit my website for the details or follow me on Insta. And I'm doing a gig this Saturday at the Tote at the Band Room.
Cool.
It's a 4-band lineup, so it should be heaps of fun.
Awesome. Well, if they can't make it down, we're going to give them a little taste of it and play your brand new one right now. This is Let It Go. Kat Greta, would you like to introduce it for me? We'll give it a spin.
Yeah, sure. This is Let It Go. Hope you like it.
Thanks for taking the time out and having a chat.
Thanks for chatting with me. Drum station sitting inside, can you feel the whole sensation? Don't need the light on for me. Tell me from the outside, can you see your exhalation? You know it's so hard, it's so hard to breathe. I know we said so. Time to let it go.
so hard, it's so hard to breathe. I know we said so. It's time to let it go now. Tell me goodbye and it's time to let go, let go, let go. Help me decide that it's time to get up and free. Look here, don't stay behind, cause it's time to get up and go and go. Leave me alive, cause it's time to get up and be.
Aussie hits at night.